Good morning. Before I start, I should tell you something. I've been a card-carrying Lutheran for a long, long time. And because of this, each fall, I check to see what kind of T-shirts are coming out to mark Lutherans for what they are. Saw one this last fall that said, "Lutheran, avoiding the front pew since 1517. Yep. Well, something's going to come up in this devotion that almost lost me my Lutheran card. During the Sunday morning sermon last Sunday, Pastor Radek urged us to go back to the text in 2 Peter chapter 1 and spend some more time in study. To help with this, the pastor printed a brief diagram overview of 1 and 2 Peter in the bulletin. It showed that all of 2 Peter could be viewed under the topic remembrance. That idea didn't come from nowhere. In the first part of 2 Peter, the first chapter, the apostle speaks of the things Christ uses to grow our faith in him, namely goodness, knowledge, and self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love. And then in verse 12, just before the text that we used last Sunday, Peter goes on to write to us and to New Testament Christians. He says, "I will always remind you of these things, the things you need to grow in faith. Even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have." Verse 13, "I think it is right to refresh your memory of these things, like goodness and knowledge and self-control, as long as I live in the tent of this body." And then in verse 15, "I will make every effort to see that after my departure, after I die, you will always be able to remember these things, like perseverance and godliness and mutual affection and love." See the pattern? Remember, remember, remember. When I saw it, I started to chuckle. It took me back over 60 years to the balcony of the old Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Mankato, Minnesota, to the Sunday morning in which I laughed out loud during the sermon. I expected the usher to come and collect my card. You don't do that. But you see, the preacher was talking about his problem remembering what he needed to. And finally, he said he bought a desktop sign that read, "Remember, remember, remember." Then he said, "But I forgot, forgot, forgot." His delivery was so striking, I couldn't help but laugh out loud. Lutherans don't do that, but it happened. Back to 1 Peter. How does the apostle expect God to do this in us, to grow our faith through remembering vital things when we are the forgetters? Forget, forget, forget. Well, Peter goes on and he says, "Remember, we did not follow cleverly devised fables and stories when we wrote you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power." No once upon a time stuff. Simply the truth of men who were witnesses. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic cloud of glory saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Verse 18 begins, "Remember, we ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. Now we also have the prophetic message, the Old Testament, made doubly sure and completely reliable. And you will do well to remember, to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." As one final point to make, above all, remember, You must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things, for prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Remember, 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 you have the word through which the Holy Spirit speaks and works. Go to the word. Hold fast to your Savior and grow in faith in him. How? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember that. For what do you see and hear in the word? Jesus' passion presented by the Spirit as decreed by the Father. You see the suffering of the Christ, the Redeemer, not incompatible with his person. He is the Lord of glory. He is the suffering servant, both. As we once again approach the Lenten season, it is important that we remember what we, through inspiration, have seen and heard on the Mount of Transfiguration. Remember, this Jesus who bleeds and suffers and dies on the cross, he can substitute for us all. His sacrifice is of incalculable worth. He is the Lord of glory. Every sin is covered. Far from being incompatible with the demonstration of glory on the mountain, at the cross we see a radiance far beyond any radiance of face or clothing. We see at the cross the glory of God's redeeming love taken to the ultimate in words and actions. So lightning flashed on Sinai when the Lord appeared to Moses. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the face of Jesus flashed like lightning. But the greatest illumination comes when the Spirit of God, working through the Word of Christ, enables you to see and say, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. The Holy Spirit is the one that teaches us to remember, who gives us faith and grows it, who enables us to remember, remember, remember. Let us sing hymn 135 from TLH, verses 1 and 3.